All right, boys, welcome back to Epi number 22. A lot, we just got back from the road, so a lot to talk about. A lot of big things going on. NHL preseason, PK Subban's retirement, a brand new twig launching from Bauer.
Greasy.
A lot of things coming up. It's been a long one. So, Jacob, what do you guys say before we get going?
You know, it's been, it's unbelievable time on the road. So you guys are going to hear some solid stories come out of that, obviously. Like Oli was saying, the preseason's fire. There's some good stuff to talk about there. Some retirements that didn't think were coming, but they did, thankfully. And obviously, before we get too far, you guys are listening to Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Bardown. That's Oli Postnin. So let's get right into the mix.
Let's go.
All right, boys, it's time to grip it and rip it.
Couple Tandy Terminators right here, boys.
That's right, boys. Low cheese missies.
Now you got a couple Mike Monsters, right, Jacob?
That's right, boys. Yeah.
All right, boys, welcome back. Yeah. Like we said, episode 22, Epi 22, my bad. What do you want to start with? Eps, deuce, deuce.
Wow. Should
we start with some preseason action?
Yeah, I say, let's start with that preseason. We saw it, just posted recently. Trevor Zegras, you made the post.
Absolutely gets buckied.
What did you say? Should this be in preseason or something?
Yeah,
because
I saw someone talk about it. They're like, if you guys haven't seen it, I don't know this kid's name. It was a no name who absolutely buckled Zegras, who was Zegras coming across the middle of the ice with his head down, of course. And I commented, I'm like, a lot of people are saying these hits shouldn't be in preseason.
Garbage.
Yeah, garbage.
I think it's a great hit. You're cutting off the wall like that, your head's down, and you're going up against somebody that's trying to make an NHL roster. Let's say that an NHL roster, he's doing whatever it takes to crack the lineup. So now coach is going to see, all right, this kid's going to step up. Someone's, cutting in the tracks and he's got an opportunity to pin him. He's pinning him. You know, that's 100%. I've always believed it's on the player with the puck. Don't put yourself into a terrible situation where you're going to get eliminated. And that's what happens. You know, it sucks that Zegras gets, leaves the game with an injury. Hopefully it's nothing crazy, but you did that to yourself.
Yeah. If you're worried about your players getting hurt, this guy's trying to fight for a roster spot. So don't put Zegras out there.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You don't see Connor McDavid or Crosby playing, right?
No. I mean, if they do, they're well aware that
because they're vets,
you can't put yourself in a position. It's like going to the boards and only staying 4 to 6 feet away of it. You're going to get broken. You're not even going to get injured. You're going to get broken. Somebody's going to crush you. You're at that awkward angle and you're going to probably break a collarbone.
Zegras is like 45 pounds too. So
yeah.
Hit the gym.
Yeah. It's on you. Get your head up. You're supposed to be an elite superstar player, which means you automatically have a target on your back. And if your target wasn't big enough, how many Michigans did you score last year? You know, that target increased tenfold by one of them. And he did what? 4, 5?
Oh, he did a ton of them.
Plus a pass to Sonny Milano. You know, you're the target on you is massive. So you got to play hockey like you're the best on the ice, or you're going to be eliminated like you're the best on the ice.
I got a couple messages from or on the post. Our boy TK, Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion for the Pens. Yeah,
absolute weapon.
Says, kid is trying to make the roster. 100%.
Easy.
And then we got our boy Swaggy, who says, guy who hits him's a donkey. Very dumb in my books.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like,
but Swaggy's that kind of player, you know? He's that skill guy. He's out there dangy, and he's going to get hit too, you know?
Swaggy's going to get hit too, but I mean, you just, at the end of the day, you either have to make a better move or don't put yourself in that situation. Because if Zegras would have cheesed him, it's going to be a highlight role. Yeah. But
and the story would be completely different. And that kid probably would have got cut.
Oh, immediately got cut.
Great hit.
I think it's a great hit, personally. And then we had our boy Andrew Shaw slipping in the DMs. That's a great hit. I think it belongs in every aspect of hockey.
I think they need more hitting. Personally.
More hitting. Speed it up.
No, nobody in the league hits nowadays. It's always like a bump or a rub out, or kids just like pull shoot. I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't hit because I was like the best player in the world. I was skilled. I was toe dragging everyone. No one could catch me. Dirty hands. Someone went to hit me, I would just toe drag through their wheels. But I mean,
I love clobbering people. It felt so good to just destroy somebody.
So Swaggy's kind of cross the tracks. You're blowing them up, right?
100%. Especially, honestly, like the weirdest thing about like guys is if it's a really good friend, and Swaggy, I love Swaggy. He's one of my top dogs that we've met. He's a really good friend of mine. You know, if we're playing on the opposite team and he cuts like that and it's full contact, I'm taking him out. Like, I don't care. I will also make sure he's okay afterwards. I'll buy him beer, whatever it is. But I'm going to take you out. It's just like if, like me and you.
Yeah, if I got my
head down, mercy.
I expect to be buckied.
No mercy. Even if you have your head up, I'll cross-check your teeth down your throat. You know, it's just...
No mercy. It's just how the game works, you know?
Hockey. That's good old Canadian hockey. So I love that hit. I want to see more of that hit. Obviously, I don't think anyone ever wants to see somebody get hurt, but...
No. But it's hockey at the end of the day.
It should be a wake-up call. Like, oh, that could happen?
Oh, I should keep my head up and not try and dangle everyone because I'm on the cover of EA Sports.
Yeah. Oh, Shootykins. It's not the USHL anymore. You know what I mean? Like, no, you're in the National League. But
keep your head up, kiddo.
Keep your head up. So I hope he is okay. I hope he's not out for a long time. You know, it's probably, looking at it, I would say it's probably a concussion or a separated shoulder.
Think he knocked the wind out of him. So.
And definitely, he was definitely winded. He was sucking slew water.
Looked big.
He was sucking slew water for 20 minutes minimum. He was doing that.
Mom. Go, my mom.
You know, the classic, like.
Have you ever the wind knocked out of you?
Sucks. My God. This one time I was.
You can't breathe.
I think I was like 6. I was playing catch with my brother. And my brother's a big boy.
He's like 5 feet tall.
So he was like 8. And I mean, he's a big boy and he could throw really hard. And he threw like a fastball right down the pipe and we're literally doing lobs. And I'm just a little tight of time. And he's like, I must have said something or he just got fired up and just whipped
there's a 90 mile an hour heater at your
straight to the sternum. Yeah. I couldn't breathe for literally 20 minutes.
Was he pissed at you that you didn't catch it?
I think he was just more afraid he was going to get in trouble.
You idiot. Catch the ball.
I'm like, I'm 90% sure it was my fault that I didn't, but there's 10% of it. Like,
don't chuck it.
Don't got it.
It's probably a slide or two.
He's trying to throw it through the window of the house next door. You know what I mean? And it just, oh my God, it's still.
Like, when you and your brother used to fight, like, what would you do after you got a new fight? Like, cause with me and my older brother, when we'd fight, I would try and get a cheap shot in, then I was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cheap shot and run. Whip toys, you know?
I had to because he was like so much bigger. And then this one time I did it. I can't remember what I did, but I got him. And he caught me and he pushed me through a mirror in the house. He just wrecked me. Like R-E-K-T wrecked me. It was, I had it coming though. I earned everyone.
I socked my brother once back home. He pushed me over the coffee table and he went to pick up a mug. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I swung at him, just cocked him right in the chin so hard. And he just was stunned. And then I just quickly, I bolted to the bathroom and locked every door. And he's like, I'll kill you. I was in the bathroom for like a half hour.
Ah, that's what Canadians are made of. Good stuff.
We got scraps. My brother Jay. We would always me and Trevor would always make him fight the neighbors in the backyard,
like bum fights, but kids.
Yeah. So we'd get this other guy named Jordan. We'd get him over. Like, all right, Jay and Jordan, you guys got to fight. You know, it's just part of the thing. So they hauled off, and then one time Jay kicked the Jordan kid in the face so hard when he was down, his nose exploded. It was bleeding all over. I don't know what the hell we were thinking, but just making them scrap. You know, why not?
Yeah, why not? That's Canada, baby.
Speaking of scraps, there's been a couple of them in the...
I haven't seen a single scrap yet. We've been on the road. I haven't seen a
true thing. Who just scrapped that we know?
That Dallas. I saw that Dallas one. You just showed me that one.
That one, the ref getting socked.
Yeah, ref got clobbered.
One of our buddies, I can't remember who it was, but he got into a scrap in Boston. little preseason action.
Obviously, like not a good friend.
No,
you know.
But anyway, speak about the road.
Man, what a time!
We just got home. We were gone for like a week.
6 days to be exact.
So pretty much a week.
Approximately exactly 6 days.
Quick rip to Pity.
Oh, that boy. Man. Ryan Bugsy Malone. This guy's an absolute unit. Listen, he is easily the scariest person I've ever met in real life, but also the nicest and most fun to be around, but also like stay on your toes because he could just knock you out at any point. He's so intense. So intense. But we're out in Duburg. I followed through, got my Yinzer tattoo that I promised all you guys. Looks pretty nasty. It's a little crunchy right now. The tattoo artist, the heaviest hand that I've ever felt in a tattoo.
She's unreal though.
But it looks phenomenal. Absolute greasy.
She's like this 4 foot tall old blonde girl.
Yeah.
Like 97 years old.
Put like all 82 pounds of force into my leg for this tattoo, but looks sick. I'm super proud of it. So if you don't know what that was for, we saved RMU not long ago, raised $1.4 million. So that's where the promise came from. If you're new to the chat. So we got that. And then we're playing in a ball hockey tournament. It hurt.
Yeah, we played. So we didn't have a team, but it was for the Pittsburgh Warriors, which was like a team full of football of veterans. And they had a squad. A college team had a squad. There was like five squads, I think. Five or six teams.
There was four teams in each div. So there's four in the morning and then four in the afternoon. So yeah,
tons of teams. Eight squads. Me and Jacob, Swaggy, and Bugsy, we just jumped on random teams and we played a total of like 10 games.
Yeah, played 10 games.
And each game was a half an hour long. So running for that long was just insane. We were gassed.
It's a different animal out there.
But we obviously won the championship.
Yeah, with RMU, which was nasty.
Which is the school that we saved.
So it
comes full circle. And then we're back in January to drop the puck.
Yeah, let's go. No, that's just a celebrity game because they're not reinstated until the following year. Bad. But they're doing another
celeb game.
So we're going back out to Yin's territory, which I'm now local, so my home. Yeah, playing another charity game, celebrity game with the RMU squad. Pittsburgh is unbelievable. That was sick. I love Pittsburgh.
I love Pittsburgh too. Pittsburgh is shout out to the Malone Foundation.
Seriously.
That's the foundation. Bugsy and Papa Bugsy started. It's great people. I love that family.
Oh, they're top notch.
Papa Malone's a beauty.
Greg is just a unit.
Two-time Stanley Cup champ.
I get where Bugsy gets from, but I feel like Greg back in the day was like very similar to like mini Bugs.
Yeah.
I feel like
where did he get his height from? His parents are tiny.
Yeah.
Cereal, probably.
Definitely cereal.
Have you ever seen his brother?
No, I haven't seen we haven't met his brother yet.
I want to see how big he is.
I would imagine that Ryan got all of the
height. Your older brother.
Yeah.
Just literally got all the height. Like he couldn't share like a couple inches.
Not, yeah, honestly. Just hook it up.
Unbelievable time in Pittsburgh. What else happened in the Berg? It was just that the whole day was just nuts.
Yeah.
Just playing. And then we had the after party at Bar 31.
Bar 31, Kenny Reggett's place. Legendary goaltender. Just an absolute unit. He's kind enough. He lets us in there, basically take over the bar.
Free like drinks.
Open tab. Yeah. And they just take care of us. You know, that's what Pittsburgh's all about. It's just about
blue collar people.
Yeah. If you've never been there, it's literally just blue collar. They love, they work hard. They drink beer and they love sports. Icy Lights, the river
icy
beers.
Icy Lights, baby.
So if you ever go, check it out. Grab a case of Icy Lights. Cost $22 US.
Any beer in the States is just crazy.
And then go to Primani Bros for a sandwich. Best.
We didn't go there this time.
Best / worst sandwich. I think if we would have ate that before we played hockey,
I would have yarfed.
I would have chundied everywhere.
So Primani Bros is like a spot where all the boys used to go back. We heard a lot of good stories from Bugsy because that whole Southie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That whole strip there is where all the boys would go like after games, before games, like the tattoo shop that Jacob went to, like Sid goes to, Latang was just there a week before. All the boys go there to get tattoos. I don't know if Sid's tattooed, but he probably
They said that he went to visit. He went in with whoever, like who is it? Talbot,
yeah.
Max Talbot, yeah.
So everyone used to go there, and Bugsy was telling us funny stories about that strip, how when he bought his first Hummer to be like Lemieux.
Oh yeah, we'll have to.
We won't get into that.
We'll get Bugsy on to tell that story. Absolutely hilarious, though. Cracked me up.
He's got some really good stories about the boys. But yeah, it was a great time. Love the Berg. Was dead after that, though. We had a 6 a.m. flight. On Spirit.
Oh, Spirit. Yeah, not Spirit.
Airlines, and they absolutely gassed us. We'll get into that after this quick Mershy break.
All right, boys. This Mershy is brought to you by Nice Rink. So you can go enter to win your very own backyard Nice Rink. Basically, they send you this package. You set up the little boards. You get the liner on the inside. You fill it up with water, and you got yourself the perfect ODR in the backyard. So you can go to nicerink.com, find all the rules, and you can enter to win it. Just fill in the section at the end. So you got obviously the Nice Rink coming out. You can get a 15-minute Zoom call with us, the On the Bench boys. And you also get a chance to win an original hockey sauce kit, which is unbelievable. There will be three drawings, October, November, and December, with 9 winners per drawing.
Coming up in October, boys.
It's coming up quick, so you better get them in. The first round October drawing prizes is 24x44 Nice Rink Gold Package, one up to 15-minute call with us, the boys. There's three 20x40 Nice Rink inbox starter kits, three hockey sauce kits, and one On the Bench Greasy Snapper jerseys. That's coming up in October, so go get it done.
Maybe.
And November, a little bit of the same. Three hockey sauce kits, three 20x40 Nice Rink starter kits, one up to 15-minute Zoom call with us, one 32x64 Nice Rink gold package, and one Greasy Snapper jersey from us.
Woo!
So you want to get that in. Enter as many times as possible. I'm not sure how many times that is, but just keep entering because you never know. And then coming up in December, perfect for Christmas, we got one 44x88 Nice Rink gold package. That's the big boy. 15-minute Zoom call with us, the boys. Three 20x40 Nice Rink inbox starter kits, three hockey sauce kits, and one On the Bench Greasy Snapper jerseys. So again, 9 people are going to win some absolute filthy things from Nice Rink put on. So go to nicerink.com, find the hat trick giveaway, go enter in, and you're going to get hooked up. I mean, we've used the rinks before. We've met the boys before. Unbelievable product, unbelievable people. So check it out. Again, this is brought to you by Nice Rink, the best ODRs in the game. Check it out if you want one for your backyard.
All right, boys, welcome back. Shout out to Nice Rink. What was I about to say? Oh, Spirit Airlines. God. Swaggy P's favorite airlines. All right, boys. So, finished Bar 31 in Pittsburgh at a decent time, 11 o'clock. Because we have a 7 a.m. flight on Spirit, and none of us have flown Spirit. None of us know what to expect.
What a
super, super cheap flights. That was the only flight that got us to Vegas in time for our Bauer shoot. So we had to take, you know, we're not cheap, but only flight. So we get there, go to check bags. Jacob, what was the total for checking bags?
Like $380.
$380 to check bags.
And then I got charged an extra 100 beans to take on my duffel bag with my hockey gloves, cowboy hat, and jersey.
Did you have to go back up and pay?
Yeah, they pulled me. I was like, do the ticket sign in. And she saw my like little man purse thing. And she's like, yo, brother. And I was like, what's up? And she's like, did you pay for that? I was like, I paid a lot of money for a lot of things. And she's like, did you pay for that one though? I was like, I don't know. I gave them over $300. So I assume so. I would hope so. And she's like, let me check. I was like, okay, do your thing. She takes my thing. She's like, you didn't pay for that. I was like, excuse me? I didn't pay for this and I paid you over $300? Are you loco? And she's like, well, like, it's not me. I was like, I know it's not you, but isn't that silly? She's like, yeah, it is silly, but I still have to charge you. I'm like, well, that's silly. So I paid. It was insane.
Another $100.
Insane to take Jacob on the airplane. I should have left Jacob at home.
Wild. So that was, flight was pretty good though. I mean, that was a 4.5 hour rip to Vegas.
But you got to pay for Wi-Fi if you want to stream.
Yeah, you
got to
pay for Wi-Fi. I asked for a tea because normally they come around. They're like, hey, would you like a drink? You get like either a Coke or something for free. I'm like, yeah, let me just get a green tea. She's like, what kind of tea do you bag? I was like, I don't care. She's like, all right, $3.50 for hot water and a tea bag.
Yeah.
She's like, yep. I'm like, never mind.
I'll pass.
Like, I ain't paying you guys no more money.
Man, it was, yeah, they charge. So it was, did you look at the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, $9.99.
I thought, I saw $11.99.
That could have been.
I don't know. It was one.
But it was over $10 for Wi-Fi.
And then the seats, literally it was quarter inch plywood wrapped with leather and like the amount of felt that or foam that's put inside of hockey gloves around the plastic padding like that much. It was terrible. I'm a bony dude. Like my butt was numb. It didn't feel
nice.
You
were sleeping half the time though. You had a good little
I was night, trying. Right? Yeah, I was trying. It wasn't like
Swaggy loves the airline, even though they treated him like crap. He went up to go pee and there was someone in the bathroom. So he just kind of stood off to the side and the girl's like, oh, can I help you? He's like, yeah, I'm just waiting for the bathroom. She's like, okay, let me go talk to the pilot.
Which
she talk, it has nothing to do with them. So she talks to the pop-up pilot and she's like, yeah, you can go to the back. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So he walked all the way to the back.
That's so funny.
And then she went into the cockpit with the pilot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe he's getting like a tuggy.
Yeah. That's I don't know. Spirit is just not for me. You know, if we go somewhere where we literally don't have to pack anything, sure. I'll save all the money. I won't buy anything and I'll preload my
undies from Marshalls when we get there.
Yeah, I'll preload my iPad with John Wick, obviously.
I watch John Wick every time.
Best
guy, this is only watched John Wick. Worst movie I've ever seen.
Best movie. I watched number 2 on the way home.
You watch it every single flight. Jacob watches that every single flight. You guys, and we've been on hundreds of flights. John Wick, John Wick, John Wick, John Wick.
Well, there's 3 of them, so you know you got to just go in order.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Exactly. And sometimes you switch up and you go 3, 2, 1 and you make the story up in your mind as it goes. So,
I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. John Wick's crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, get to Vegas. 7 a.m., 40 degrees, scorching hot. 11 We're all in.
What? Don't false advertise. We got there at 11.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My bad. 11. Two-hour time change. Oh, crack and flames about to start. So yeah, get there, 40 degrees. None of us are dressed appropriately.
Oh, I was hoodies, leaking.
Jeans. As soon as Swaggy gets to Vegas, he throws his blades on in the airport. Classic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then we immediately, Bauer picks us up.
Our boy, E-Rock.
Bauer is the best company ever, though. But anyways, they pick us up from the airport. We go back to the hotel. What do we just go up to the room and start.
Yeah, we tried to check in. Lunch.
Yeah,
we
tried to check in. They said no.
Rooms weren't ready because it was only 11 a.m.
Oh, we'll get to your room. Yeah. That was hilarious.
This will be fun.
Jacob had a mishap in his room.
Oh, my goodness.
But we'll get to that after. So, yeah, we get there, go up, grab some lunch, meet the Bauer crew, wait for Nasher and Zach Bell to show up. And then we kind of just chill for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty, like, straightforward. Like, nothing too crazy. And then... So, I mean, like, this is, like, pretty cool. So, we're actually allowed to talk about it. So, we went to, it's called Bauer World, and it's held in Vegas. We stay at the Cosmopolitan.
We went to the Miami one last year. I'm sure we talked about that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we absolutely did. And so that's what we're doing. We just had to wait for Nasher and Zach to show up. Always Hockey, if you never heard of them. So we're just chilling. Then we get the call. We're like, okay, it's go time. We go up to Eric's room, just doing some stuff. So what we had to do, the 5 of us, because obviously me and Ole are 2 people and 1 brand. We had to find, we each got clues and we had to find this brand new hockey stick, which is absolutely disgusting. Lightest stick ever made.
The agent.
If you can believe it, it's actually lighter than the Hyperlite. And it is nasty. Nasty. So we had to, we all get one clue. It takes us to the next spot, get another clue, takes us to the next spot, another clue. And then, we're just hoping that we were going to find that twig.
First spot, we're at the Bellagio.
Yeah, right in front of the water. There. Yeah.
Second spot, a private jet airport hangar, which was incredible.
Yeah, shout out Thrive Airlines, one of Swaggy's boys, but he was like kind enough, let us into his private hangar with the jet inside. He let us put rollerblades on, rip around sauce biscuits all over it, and it was a lot going on. Like, that was a big risk. Like, that's $1 million in plane.
Their floor was expensive.
Yeah, just nasty. So shout out Thrive Airlines. We really appreciate you guys having us out there, letting us do our thing, get some nasty content that's going to come out anywhere between October 1st and 15th. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be all over Bauer. It's going to be all over ours. It's absolutely... Friggin'
heck yeah. Our video on YouTube about the testing out the stick is already out now. So check out our YouTube channel. It comes out tomorrow, but you guys will already have this, but that's out now. And then we ended up in the desert.
Yeah, that's where it ended. Desert.
Swaggy didn't know there was rattlesnakes on the desert.
Oh, he was scared. He was going to poop his pants. It was hilarious.
But we ended up in the desert. We found the stick. We unveiled the stick. It was great. Great content to come. We got a lot of good side stuff. And then we just kind of just partied after that.
I think that was a wrap on that.
Day one.
Because then we did Expo Day 2. Yeah,
Expo Day 2.
But day one didn't end there for me. I was up for more adventures.
Yeah, so I got my room, check into my room, fantastic, no issues. And then Jacob has a great view. He's looking at the Bellagio.
Oh, my God, beautiful.
But he got a little surprise in his room.
So what they did when we tried to check in, they're like, your room's not ready. We got to send someone up to clean it. But we give you the keys, so you have them. Then we just had to go to a different line. They're like, give us like 2 hours or whatever, and then we'll write what room number you're on, and then you guys can shoot up. And we're like, awesome. So we started filming, and then we had like a tiny little break. So we went up, we get our room numbers written on. We're like, we're good to go. Let's do this. But we didn't have time, so we finished our filming, go back up. I'm carrying I got hockey bag, I got backpack, I got brand new agent sticks that obviously I'm not trying to ding up. But actually dinged up in the desert.
He's tired too, right? And I'm just full day of film and just wants to get home and shower.
Rinsed. My hockey bag alone weighed 50 pounds. So I was like
53 to be exact.
Yeah. I was going up. I get to my door and I thought this was weird, but I didn't actually pay attention to it. Like I didn't like, no red flags came off. I was just like, that's weird. They forgot that. The do not disturb sign was on the outside. And I didn't even think about it. I was like, whatever. So I was like, key opens the door. I walk in. And I just thought to myself, I was like, that is like kind of strange. So I double checked that my key actually worked and it wasn't just kind of propped open, and it worked. So I walk in the room, I throw my stuff down. So you walk past the bathroom, just like any other hotel room. And then this one was like a king suite. So they had like a little living room and then like the bed. So I walk in, I throw my bag down in this living room. And then I'm like, I'm going to shower. It's going to be so nice. Like, I'm gonna smell good for the first time in 7 days. I look up, the bed is a mess. There's water bottles and Gatorade bottles everywhere. I go into the bathroom, like, that's annoying. There's robes and towels all over the floor. And I'm like, what is going on right here? I thought I had roommates. So I call the front desk. I was like, hey, is this like a perk? Like, is this a cosmopolitan perk?
I have to clean the room?
Do we save a lot of money because I clean the room? Do I have roommates? What are their names? And they're like, oh man, that's like terrible. So I didn't even get to shower. They kicked me out.
Did you get compensated for that?
They gave me $50 off my bar tab, which was necessary.
That's fair because, one drink's $50.
Yeah.
But that's hilarious. That was the Gatorade and the water bottles must have been like a slam fest in there.
That's it.
They were just hydrating.
Seriously, there was like, so the, in the in the ba- bathroom, like it had the jacuzzi like soaker tub, right? And the two robes were on either side. Like that's it. A couple was just there.
Yeah.
Is what happened. I was like, well, that's gross. You know, and it's just like calling.
Great them. View though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I could see the Bellagio. I watched like a bunch of the water shows. It was phenomenal. I enjoyed that, but just disgusting. I was so rattled. I'm like, call him. I was like, yeah, so I can't, like, it's gross. I'm not showering. Like, what towel am I going to use for one? For two, can you come in and give it a little rinse down for me? And so they're like, yeah, like, can you wait? Like, it'd be like 2 hours. I was like, nah, it's fine. I'm going to go for dinner and just smell like shit for the rest of the night. So it's cool. It's cool. Appreciate you guys. Is there a
it's funny. He sent a video to the group chat and it was hilarious.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Is like, this, is this normal?
Is this normal in Vegas? I was so mad. So
I was hoping the people would come home.
I was worried. I actually double checked. I was like, this is under my name, right? Like no one else lives here currently, right? And they're like, no. Because I had two of the agent twigs in there. I had my blades, my skates,
gloves, my everything.
Jacob. I was like,
did you leave your stuff in the room?
Yeah. Oh. I was like, I'm rolling the dice. We're in Vegas. I'm gambling.
Paid off.
You know, it paid off. It's dealers are up right now. I
told them to clean your clothes too.
Holy smokes.
Like, hey, wash these too while you're at it.
I was actually so upset.
We had a similar thing like that when I went to Kelowna on that little wine tasting thing. We got to the Airbnb, tired from driving from 7 hours, get there, unlock it, beer cans everywhere, bed sheets all on the floor. Just
love that.
Just a disgrace.
Love
and that. And the girl's like, I guess the cleaners didn't come.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess not.
Dang.
Awful when you're tired. You just want to chill.
Yeah, like, come on, guys.
But anywho, that was Vegas. We did that. Then the next day, did the expo.
And on ice. Don't forget on ice.
Yeah, that was Monday. We did the on ice stuff, which again is on our YouTube channel right now. So check it out. It's on the bench.
Nasty.
Me and Jacob test out the sticks, shootouts, and a couple half ice bombs, top corns.
Oh, pure rip.
Great shot. You'll see that also on Instagram right now if you go check out our reels. But yeah, and then we did the on ice stuff with Nasher and Swaggy with our boy Ricky. The Knights were also practicing, but they're trash. So.
Oh, yeah. They don't like jokes. They didn't even say what's up.
So did that, which was unreal, and then went to the expo.
Yeah, the expo is sick. Bowers got,
oh my god,
cheapers
coming out next year, guys. They got some. We're not just saying that because they pay our bills, but they got some unbelievable stuff coming out next year.
So excited for that!
All the new, just the new clothing line, even the stick. Do they know that H2H or the Hyperlite 2?
I don't think so.
Okay, so maybe don't put that in, but yeah, the new merch is just, you guys are gonna love it. It's active wear. It's just, it's so good.
It's nasty. Yeah. And it's like classy, you know, it's not just straight up hockey. It's classy. It's comfortable.
Lululemon
looks good.
Stuff,
yeah.
No Beautiful. One else is doing it in the game. So
no one else can afford to.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So big shout out Bauer. Unbelievable crew. We had such a good time.
Yeah.
They're so good to us. I love those guys.
Appreciate everything that Bauer's done for us and continues to do for us. So if you guys listen to this, which I know Dan, the big boy, the big head honcho guy, I know you for sure are. You're like the ultimate fan of On the Bench. So thank you. Always taking care of us. Bauer couldn't treat us any better, in my personal opinion. So we appreciate you guys. Appreciate Bauer. And you know, it's just a good company, full of good people. So. That's kind of
never met a bad person that Bauer.
Not once.
I have met a influencer who didn't show up to all the shoots.
Let's not
shoot them under the bus or no?
No, let's not do it. Okay. Let's just leave it there. Let's just leave it there.
But yeah, thank you, Bauer.
It's good time.
You guys are the best.
Then we fly home on the Sunday and then right back to normal life. And we got some like really exciting stuff coming up too. I don't want to talk about the one thing we just found out today because I don't want to have like the bad juju. So I'm just going to can of worms it.
Sick though.
So I'm saying like there's something big coming. I'm just not going to tell you exactly what it is, but trust me, it's huge. It's going to be unbelievable. You guys are going to love it. I promise you that. You're going to love it. It's going to be some of the coolest content that we're going to make. But we are going to go spend some time in Detroit. We're going to spend some time in Grand Rapids with our squad over at Howie's Hockey Tape. Hit the HQ up. I think we get to like rinse them in some hockey too, don't we?
Yeah, we get to join. We did a similar draft tourney before.
No, that's different. I'm talking about Howie's.
Oh, Howie's.
Yeah, in Grand Rapids. I was
looking at the text just for how cool that is again. I had to read it again, but
yeah.
Yeah, Howie's going to be sick. Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So I didn't quite get the text. So we fly in the 19th.
Yeah, so we fly
Wednesday.
Fly on Wednesday
morning, right? I assume.
Do the thing with them.
Go to their game.
And then
Do we drive that night or do we stay?
The next day. We stay one night and then we go get a car and then we drive down to Detroit, Rock City, for the 200x85. You guys have seen us at almost all of them for the past 5 years, 4 years.
Love those events.
So it's a good time.
And we're with our boy Sasha.
Oh yeah.
Sasha Whitecastle.
If you guys think, the last and only time that we had Whitecastle was with our boy Sasha.
Keep it 2 a.m.
It was 2 a.m.
We got like 40 little burgers.
Yeah. So do you think we should give Whitecastle another try? Let us know. Like, should we give it the old college effort, you know, two to make it true? Or do we leave it where we left it at the worst, mushiest, disgusting
rubber burgers?
Rubsbergs in the world and just move on from there.
I think we got to try it again.
I think we got to try
it at like lunchtime.
I just want the people to speak. I want like we got our fan, you know,
give fans them a voice. Fans got to speak up.
Because also if they all say like, no, don't do it, then they're kind of saving us.
Is Whitecastle, what do you think the best fast food place in America is? It's definitely not Whitecastle. Is it In-N-Out? Because that's what all, in it.
No.
In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A, that's what everyone talks about.
Well, everyone, yeah. True, but I mean, we've had In-N-Out. I didn't hate it, but it didn't stand out. Yeah, we did when we went to Anaheim.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, those two coach guys, they brought us In-N-Out. Remember, they wouldn't take us to In-N-Out. They like shot us out at the hoodie and came back with freezing cold In-N-Out. That's probably why I don't remember it. Mm-hmm. It just didn't stand out to me.
What do you think the number one thing is?
Judging solely on commercials, because I've never had it. Sonic. Just their commercials. Everything looks so tasty.
I want to try.
But we have Carl's Jr. here.
Yeah.
So is it good here? I've never had it.
I've never had it either.
Yeah. So we don't know.
I love Shake Shack though.
Shake Shack's solid. If I'm choosing a Berg's though, I'm going Five Guys. Oh, Five Guys is my favorite.
Five Guys burger in so long and it's so good.
Yeah. They're mad. I might have to. I think they're
patties.
I'm doing Five Guys for lunch tomorrow. Done.
Done.
Done and done.
All right. Yeah. So we'll see if you guys are going to the 200x85 in Detroit. See you there.
Yeah. The Motown, baby. It's going to be a lot of fun. We might even have something to do with the wings yet. I'm not going to say too much because I don't think anything's solidified, but
in the works again. Yep.
Yeah. Rumor has it we might be doing something with the wings while we're in
great
town,
organization.
Which is going to be awesome. And yeah, they're unbelievable.
They're sweet. The last time we were at this, actually at this tournament.
Yeah.
They were playing and I just messaged Wings. I'm like, hey, we're in town. You guys got any tickets? They're like, absolutely. Come to the rink.
Yeah.
Gave us tickets. We went down.
Watched
great
the
squad.
Game.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
So we'll probably be doing that again. Hopefully.
What a time that was. What a time.
Anyways, what else we got? We got the Grand Prairie.
Oh, yeah. GP. Scariest
GP
place
hockey
in
tournament
Alberta.
Coming up at what, the end of the month.
Yeah. Right after. So we'll get home for a bit. And then we'll rip over.
Gonna fly to GP, little half-hour flight on a little puddle hopper.
Quick puddle hopper.
Little draft tourney we get to play. These things are usually pretty fun. I don't know.
Oh, we're going full bore, too. I want to win.
Yeah, I don't think this is quite like the last one because it's just a...
Yeah, but we're still playing to win. Yeah. I want that W. So if my team sucks, I'm requesting a trade immediately.
The last draft tournament we played in Jacob's team wasn't the best.
No.
You guys came, what, third or second?
I think we were actually fourth, but then somehow we beat the first place team to move on and then lost in the finals. I'm pretty sure we were the worst. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, your team wasn't bad.
And then...
You didn't have anyone good, though. You didn't have
just me.
I had a decent team.
Yeah, you
I
were...
I had a Bucktooth T. teeth, Chuck.
Oh, Chuck. Good luck,
I think
Chuck.
We've told that on the pod before, but it was just hilarious. That guy just is...
That guy cracks me up. Beaver teeth.
He actually heard the pod. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I heard that. But, I mean, like, we're just calling it how it is.
Great guy.
He's a great guy. He probably hates us. Yeah. He probably unfollows us.
But a lot of people hate us, but that's okay.
That's just how life goes, you know?
Sometimes you're hated and sometimes you're not. What else we got here?
Should we get back
22?
A little more NHL. So there is
some retirements.
Three pretty notable retirements that happened. I would say the most, Keith Yandle after 16 seasons.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sluban.
No, I would say he's...
Come on, Chara? He's more notable than Chara?
It was between Yandle and Chara, but Yandle, I'm thinking just based on Iron Man, all that stuff. Chara, obviously, 25-year career. The last player to lose a playoff series to Toronto. So there's literally no active player in the NHL that's lost a playoff series to Toronto.
Is that for real?
That's an actual fact. Zdeno Chara was the last person when he played for Ottawa to lose to the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Toronto Maple Leafs move forward to the second round. He's the last person.
Oh, wow. Well, he's gone now. Curse is over.
So maybe that's what it was. But, you know, I was just thinking, Yandle, everyone talks like he's such a good dude. We're going to have to get him on now. He's obviously got a lot of downtime now. So we'll use some of our contacts. We'll find a way to Yandle and get him on here. I just, you know, that Iron Man streak. I want to know, why did Coach healthy him to take it away from him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to know that stuff. But, and then, I mean, Chara, just absolute unit. And
then, I think I'd go Chara, Subban, then Yans.
I think, I mean.
Just based on performance, you know?
Yeah, but Sluban had one.
Do you think Subban just retired because he was trash?
That's what I honestly.
And no team wanted him because he wasn't good. I don't know why everyone's like, we've met him before, great guy, but he's just not good at hockey. Like, he was good the 1 or 2 years.
Yeah. I just think my personal feeling is that he didn't get the offer that he wanted, and he wasn't willing to play for less than
he was better.
I feel like there were clubs that were like, we'll give you like 1.5 on 3, something like that, or 1.2 on 4, you know, like small numbers and like small dollars and small years, because he's at the end of his career. I feel like he didn't want to play for that. He wanted to lock in like a 6 year, $6 million, something like that. He was looking for big numbers on both years and dollars is what I think happened. He's like,
that's right.
He wasn't prepared, but he can do a lot with social media. You know, like, his career isn't over if he doesn't want it to be. I just think that's what happened. If he would have been prepared to play a 4-5 D man role, limited ice time, maybe a power play guy, and then take that less number, be a veteran in the room, wear a letter on his jersey, and do it that way, yes, he could still play for at least 6 more years.
Yeah.
I feel.
I saw something today. It was from G from Spit and Chicklets. He said Subban made $79 million in his career. He said he'll probably make more as a TV guy than he will playing the game, in which I 100% agree. He's got a great personality. And he fits that role of just being on TV and doing that kind of stuff and creating the community. So, I mean,
I think it'd be a great TV guy. I just don't think he had it in him to play that 1-3 D spot that he wants to be in. He wants to be on the ice at all times. I just don't think he had it in him.
You're not that guy. You're just not that guy. So shout out to PK. Great career. Zdeno Chara, unbelievable career. Absolute GOAT. Guy's a legend. And Yans,
obviously. Yans. I love Yans.
Just an absolute beauty.
Should we do a little fan Q&A
for some free merch?
Just a few things here. So I'm gonna start it. So it's not actually on this one, but I got a DM a few days ago from our boy Adam LaBarbera. You know, you remember him?
Yes. He said he was going to get me Johnny's gloves, and he didn't. I'm a little liar.
So he's like a local dude. So I was talking to him, he's curious about like superstitions, like stuff like that, pre-game superstitions, in-game superstitions. Do you have any? Like, how do you feel about
superstitions?
I'm just trying to pull up I'll find them here.
pregame superstitions. I don't think I really... well, I guess I have one, but it's not really a superstition. It's just something I do.
So that's a superstition. Like you have to do it.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah. Then yeah. So I'll go, like I'll take a shot on net and then I'll come around at the corner.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see me get it, but I'll get a puck and I'll just like do a little backhand sausage just over that little yellow.
The dasher?
Dasher, just try and hit over top, and then I'll go in and shoot and come back and then do it on the forehand. I don't know, something I've always done. I guess that's superstition.
What about like pregame, like
no pregame meals. No meals or putting skates on different feet or anything like that. I can't remember back when I was a kid, but
fair.
I don't think none.
I used to. So when I played juniors, I played Nerdry for the Thunder for a while. So I left work. I would try and leave work like 20 minutes early. I'd get home. So this is my routine every Friday night. We played every Friday night at home. So I would go home. I would have a quick 25 minute nap, and then I would have a shower and I would get ready. And then I would go to Subway. I'd get a 12 inch sub. I would go to the arena, and I'm at the arena an hour 20 before game time. So just about an hour before warmies, and I would smash my 12-inch sub and three cookies and a monster. And then I would go out and I would do dry land. So I'd go for my run and stuff like that.
This just sounds hard.
And then I would come back and I would get my stick and I would go outside and I would take my stick and hack a dart and then go back in and play the game. Every single Friday night.
Sounds heavy.
It was so, yeah, I'm not saying like do this, you know, obviously it's like not,
but good do it enough, if you want to play like Jacob.
It's like that was my thing. And then in between periods, I would always take either like a Snickers or a Mars bar. So when I got, it just depended on the type of game and how it was going. Either the first or the second period, I would muck a chocolate bar and then I would hit the ice again and finish up the game.
That's
every Friday.
That's to me.
And then as a team, we would go to Paul's Pizza.
Yeah.
Sponsored for years.
I got a dry rib thrown in my face there once.
Yeah, that'll happen. So we go there. And then from Paul's, at the time, this little crappy, quote unquote, nightclub in Airdrie, the only one, it's not a nightclub. Don't take that the wrong way. It's just Airdrie's only one that tried to be. And it was called Fox. So we call it Foxy Fridays. And we would just go to the Foxhole for like a while. And that was it. That was every single Friday for the entire junior career. 5 years of that. Insane. That was it. But that's what I got for superstitions. I didn't have like, I guess my meal was Subway or McDonald's. I ate a lot of Big Macs back then. I did that.
Heavy on the carbs.
Huge carbs guy.
That's a lot. Question here from Marley_hockey08. Says, what is it like to be a hockey influencer?
The best way that I can describe it to me is it's the dream I didn't know that I had.
It's incredible.
It's remarkable.
Just say very fortunate. We get to do a lot of cool things that we never ever thought we'd ever do. And just being an influencer, I guess, at hockey is, you know, we've gotten to hang out with Gretzky. We've gotten to, you know, hang out with legends like Lindros, Lemieux. We watched a Penguins game in Lemieux's suite and then went to Lemieux's house.
Yeah.
Met Sid, met just tons of NHL players like the Bauer World. Get to do that. We've been to Dubai. We get free sticks, free skates, anything we want. It's incredible. And we're very fortunate. We're not bragging or anything, but it's really hard to explain.
Very
fortunate.
Yeah, it's definitely the coolest thing. You know, I didn't know this kind of like life was like livable, but to walk the hallways that we get to walk with the people we got to walk beside, it's just remarkable. You know, every day I feel like very thankful for everything that we get to do, every place we've got to go and every place that we're going to go. It's one of the coolest things in the world. I don't
think it's hard to explain.
I don't think any anyone should ever stop chasing your dream. For us, we were almost 30 when it popped for us. But exactly.
So don't think you're ever too old to chase your dreams, because it can happen.
Yeah, you know, we just...
We didn't think it was going to happen.
Nah, it was supposed to be a local thing.
Yeah, just...
You know?
Like I said, I don't know if you've heard the earlier stuff. We just wanted like to be local. Like,
yeah,
everyone know us here. Like, everyone knew us before, but, you know, do a little
maybe
video.
Maybe get a stick.
And, yeah, and get some... Like, get a free stick or something from somebody and get... I think we said it'd be cool to get, like, a couple thousand views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where it's all started.
Just... Yeah, I don't know. It's not just millions and millions and people throwing gear at you. And
to sum it up, to answer your question very bluntly, it's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah. I would honestly rather be doing this than playing the NHL. Because we don't have to eat. We don't have to train. We just do what we do now and we hang out with them. And
we just wake up and BS. It's the best part. We don't have to change. We don't have to, you know, we change our outfits. But that's it. It's just us two guys that love hockey.
Yeah, and again, it's all thanks to you guys. You guys put us in this position, so
yeah, we appreciate you guys.
It's all you guys. We just get to be the puppets. So thank you guys. Yeah.
I will do one more from Gavin Lafferty.
Gabby,
it's a statement, but I think we can, because we love it out here. Minnesota high school hockey.
Dirty.
It's crazy. And we're looking forward. I think this year is going to be fun. I think it's going to be a fun year.
We'll definitely be back. We've been back every single year, but we'll be there again.
Everything's opening up. So last year was still like a little weird.
A little COVID-y.
You know, like people were still kind of in that weird, but it was like more open. But also the last time that we were there, actually, when we were at Tom Reed's, was when the shooting happened.
Yeah, there
was a shooting right across
there.
The street. It was crazy.
They locked the building and they're like, you guys can't go anywhere. And
yeah, it was wild. And it was literally right across the street, Tom Reed's. This year, I think it's going to be a lot more fun. It's more back to normal. So I think we're going to have all the vendors back. We do the influencer hockey game at TRIA every year. Yeah. And it's open to the public. So if you guys are in Minnesota, when we do that, you guys can not only check out some of the best high school hockey in the country, but you can also come to TRIA for a night of fun.
Your favorite influencers, you know, Swaggy was there last year. Vinny Sauce, Zach Bell, us. There's going to be tons more there.
And everyone will be out there just putting on a show. So yeah, come check it out. Especially if you guys are in Minnesota and you're in the area, just come say what's up. Even if you can't stay for the game, come give us a little fist bump.
Come say hi to us.
We'll make fun of you for a little bit. And it'll be a good time. So appreciate you guys shooting in some questions, some topics in there for us. It's always fun to interact with
the boys.
So I guess we forgot to do the little payday thing before. So do you want to give me it?
Sure.
So this is paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Bardown. That's Oli Postman. So you already heard the questions. Basically, what we do now is if you want free stuff, you're going to send us some things to talk about. So whether it's a question or you want us to just break down something that maybe has happened in the NHL, send it to us. We'll check it out. And if we say your name in the podcast, then we're going to send you a free tarp. So that's how you get the free stuff. You got to engage with us. You got to interact. And that ultimately means that you got to subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening to it. So hit that subscribe button. Join us in the conversations, tweet us, whatever it is. And if we say your name, let us know and we'll send you some free stuff. It's the best merch in the game. If you want to check it out, it's www.onthebench.life. I promise you, it's unbelievable. $50 or more, you get free shipping. But in this case, we got three people from the squad joining the bench crew with some free swag coming your way. We'll shoot you guys a message and let you know what's up. And what a time.
Let's go.
What a time.
What a time to be alive. What else we got?
I mean, should we ask some questions or should we just end with like a would you rather? Would you rather? Because I didn't have time. I can find questions.
Would you rather? No, we don't got to find questions. Would you rather? Do you have a would you
I
rather?
I do have a would you rather.
Right, hit me with
So it's kind of going off of what happened to Trevor Zegras. You guys heard us talking about it a little bit earlier. He got absolutely clocked, left the game with an upper body injury. So hopefully he's not out too long. But to get into the question, would you rather sustain a 6 to 8 week injury in preseason or a 6 to 8 week injury 2 weeks before playoffs?
Obviously preseason.
You wouldn't want to be like that, like punctured, you know, like battling through playoffs. You're just taking straight up preseason.
Yeah, I'm taking
preseason. What if you're trying to make that team? What if you're right? What if, so? What if you're not Trevor Zegras? You're on a PTO. You're Sonny.
So I don't even know if I'm going to make the team.
You're a Sonny Milano, right?
Well, in obviously Calgary. I'm going to take the playoff then because I don't know if I'm going to make the team. So I'll take the playoffs.
Fair. What? Okay. I mean, but I mean that's still a tough one because, I mean, in like someone like Sonny Milano's case, he had a pretty good career. Like the chance of him playing in the NHL is pretty good. It's just not solid, you know, and the chances of making playoffs is, you know, pretty good, but it's not solid.
That's fair.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, there's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
I'd probably go preseason, I think.
And then just, I mean, I think that's the best way to go, yeah. Right? And then maybe do a conditioning stint in the minors, you know, come yeah. off of that injury, get just called
come,
up,
yeah, get called up,
and come back.
Come buzzing in regular season when you're good.
What if you were an absolute rock pile? That kid that took out Zegras, that kid that, like,
I don't know if that
probably no shot. We'll call that the no shot. I think that instance, if you're that, like, if you're like a walk-on and you're making it through camp, I think it's playoffs that you want it.
Well,
I think you want.
Yeah, if you're already on the team, yeah.
No, if you're not on the team, you know, if you're not on the team, if you're fighting for that spot, and like there's more than likely the odds are not in your favor to make that the hockey team. Yeah. You want that playoff in like 2 weeks before playoffs, I think, because I want to make the team.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's you what know I'm saying. What I mean? So. I think we're the same here.
And I would take, like, even if I'm injured 2 weeks before playoffs, you guys, like, it's the Avalanche last year, 2 weeks before, you get clobbered, you're out for the rest of playoffs, you still get that Stanley Cup ring.
That's fair. Yeah.
You don't get an Abe Kubel choke slam it into the ice, fair. But yeah. You still get that Stanley Cup ring and your name on the cup.
That's fair. Preseason and obviously.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's something to think about, so... Which one do you guys think? I mean, it's kind of an easy one, but when you break it down a little bit more, it kind of makes it a little more difficult.
I got so. One. It's kind of a stupid one, but...
I love stupid.
Would you rather get hit from behind by Alex Ovechkin full speed?
Okay.
Or slide to block a Shea Weber shot?
Shea Weber shot. Easy. Yeah. Yeah, easy. 100%.
What if it hits you just in the gut or the face?
I head? Hope I explode. I hope I explode and I hit TV.
Blocking a Shea Weber shot with his teeth.
And that was Jacob Ardell.
Jacob's blocking a shot in the face by Weber instead of a hit from behind.
100%. Because Ovi will just truck you.
Ovi will also tear you apart.
Oh, like you'll, yeah.
You're dying regardless. So
you're dead.
There's no win-win.
But as a shot blocker, I'm taking Shea Weber's shot all day long. What are you taking? Because you don't do either. You're not hitting.
I don't do
not
any
blocking
of them.
Shots. Which one are you doing?
I probably just want to take a hit from behind from Ovi so I can sue him after.
Smart play.
Yeah. Assault. He's got a lot of money, so.
True.
I'd milk that, end my career.
Yeah.
You know, the Todd Bertuzzi thing went on forever, right? Went to court and everything, and so.
That's,
yeah. I'd do the same. Screw you, Ovi.
Fair. Get that money.
All right, boys. That's it for today's pod, epi number 22.
Deuce, deuce.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back on the 1st, or the 15th, sorry. Every 1st and 15th. Yeah. Jacob, you have any closing remarks?
Yeah, stay tuned. The hockey season is starting. There's going to be a lot more to talk about. So again, feel free, send us anything that you want to hear our opinion about, any questions, anything going on within the NHL. We'll be happy to talk about it. And that's how you guys get free stuff. This is Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Ardown. That's Ole Postman, and we're checking out.
Toodaloo!
Ole and Jacob, we claiming the cappy. Low cheese, missy, top corn, snizzy. We ain't stopping even if there's a whizzy. Quick rappy, extra greasy, snappy. Ole and Jacob, we claiming the cappy. That's right, boys.
Jesus, Jacob, I think we're done here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We're gone. Thanks, Brando.